Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
Trouble in one of the enemy camps. The vivacious redhead, Hetty Fitzhenry, had fallen out with my former school chum, Roger Derville. But Derville was determined that she should not spill the beans to us. She'd been unceremoniously bundled off from her apartment. Angelo and I decided to look over her flat, and we were joined by the French-Italian dancer, Faye Corelli. I decided it was time to lay our cards on the table, but Faye had other ideas. She suddenly produced a small revolver. Angelo made a dive at her, but she fired, and the bullet landed in the Carson shoulder. Faye ran off, loud in her apologies. Angelo wailed.
Oh, say now, that's so often I have said she is the most treacherous of women.
Flesh wound, only.
No, no, say now, you must not get up.
Not? Listen.
Oh.
Yes, attracted by the shot.
Then we must... in the doorway, say now.
So, must bluff our way out. Come on.
Senors!
Been shouting here. Young woman put gun to head and jumped out a window.
But the window, it is closed.
Well, best you open it again. Look out.
This is tragic, senor.
What now, Senor Carson?
We slip out. Grab that painting.
This one?
Of the bird. Interesting evidence. Come on.
Oh, but the people stream into the room.
That's the general idea. Escape in the confusion. That's it. Come on.
Oh, your shoulders, senor.
I can wait. But lend me a hand. Excuse, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going for a doctor.
And what did the doctor say, Carson?
Oh, flesh wound only, sir. Bullet's been taken out.
Yes, but your right arm, isn't it?
Sir, but I always did land best punches with the left.
You won't be landing any punches for a while, old fella.
Oh, don't worry, Sir Giles. I feel quite up to it.
You amaze me, Carson.
Sir.
The way you bob up full of beans.
Can't afford to be left behind in this hunt, sir. And things are reaching desperate straits.
They are indeed. With your arm bandaged and my head, both more or less victims of this so very attractive dancer.
Well, sir, she had to come out in her true colors this evening.
Indeed. But, look here, what was she doing at the flat?
Well, apparently she knew that Hetty had been carted off and decided to look the place over, much the same as Angelo and myself.
Well, in that case, we can conclude once again that she's working in opposition to the Fitzhenry-Deauville team.
And so, sir.
Yes. But who is which, I wonder?
Well, how so, sir?
Well, I mean, who represents this continental power, and who the freelancers?
Oh, yes, I see what you mean, sir. Well, that hasn't emerged yet.
There is so much that hasn't emerged.
Yeah, that's very true, sir. Though Angelo's, what he calls his relatives, may be able to give us some idea where Hetty's been taken. Angelo's out contacting them now.
Yes. But let's get back to your visit to Miss Fitzhenry's flat. You souvenired a painting out of all the jumble.
Yes. Very interesting, too. It's a pity you can't see it.
You'll have to describe it to me, old chap.
Well, it's a grey hawk, sir. American species.
Yes.
But whereas Hetty has a distinctive style when it comes to painting birds, this particular painting is pure Audubon.
Audubon? You mean...
Yes, the famous American of last century.
What does this mean?
Well, sir, since the painting's only half finished and with marks of relatively recent attention...
The young lady's been aping Audubon's style, then?
Possibly. Yet, on the other hand...
Well?
Could be a forgery.
Forgery?
Sir.
Dash it all, Carson, here we are. Trying to get the information on perhaps the deadliest weapon known to mankind, and we are faced with a forged bird painting. Where does it fit into the pattern?
Well, if we could only find out, sir, we might be a little nearer getting our hands on Charko or the Cossack, and so the secret.
But it is a far cry. I mean, look at it. death rays to forge bird paintings.
But who'd associate someone as lithe and lovely as Faye Corelli with murderous intent?
She's an incredible creature, no doubt of that. She shoots at you, inflicts a painful wound, and then rushes off, sobbing her apologies.
So.
We seem to be hemmed in by bewilderment, Carson. Well, what are we to do now?
Wait for Angela, sir. And meanwhile, we might have a snort.
Ah, by all means, Carson. Now you're talking. You do the honors. You know where everything is.
So.
And let's hope that the dear rogue will find out something. Carson, if we fail on this assignment, then heaven help the free world.
Several drinks later, Angela phoned. He had nothing to report. Nothing on Charco, the Cossack. Nothing on Hetty or Faye. I stayed at Sir Giles' Copacabana apartment that night, hoping that a more cheerful call might come from Angela. And with my shoulder throbbing, it wasn't difficult to remain awake. But the phone was silent until the middle of the morning. Sir Giles had removed the bandages from his head and was examining the forged Audubon when the phone rang at last.
Ah, that might be the rascal now, Carson.
I'll take it, sir.
Oh, very good.
Hello?
Monsieur Bruce?
Ye gods.
What is it now, Carson?
Monsieur Bruce?
Bring him here.
So, sir.
Are you there?
Miserable audacity.
Monsieur Bruce, Monsieur Bruce.
This is Monsieur Bruce, what's left of him.
Oh, dear.
I never realized you liked me so much.
Oh, but Monsieur Bruce, it is all a mistake.
If you had my shoulder, my dear.
It was only in the shoulder.
So, only.
Oh, but I am so ashamed. And how can I ever make the amendments to you?
Amendments?
But you are not so bad as I feel.
No?
Well, you are able to laugh.
Then, how about we laugh together?
What do you mean, Monsieur Bruce?
Let's meet somewhere.
Not yet.
Well, what's to stop us?
I have other engagements.
Ah.
But I cannot sleep for worry about what I do. So I telephone first your hotel. You're not there. Then I think I try Monsieur Sejai.
And where are you ringing from?
Oh, a place.
A place? But just where?
I must go, Monsieur Bruce.
Oh, now, Faye, now, wait a minute.
Truly, I am very sorry. Truly, Monsieur Bruce.
She hung up.
As I said, Carson, an incredible creature.
Yes. Well, it was very thoughtful of her to inquire after a fellow's health.
Huh. Have no illusions, old fella. She was only anxious to know whether or not you were still on deck.
Or on this plane of existence.
Precisely. She's playing a deep and dangerous game.
A deep and dangerous game. Yes, aren't we all?
By Jove, yes, Carson.
Hello.
Who's this?
I'm back, Excellency.
Ah, splendid, Angelo, splendid.
But I fear I have nothing.
Nothing? Oh, not really.
No, my relatives, they find no trace of the senorita with the redness of hair.
Well, of course, this is a mighty city.
Yes,
We can't expect Angelo's underground to know everything that goes on, of course.
Yeah, but we must find out what has happened to Hetty. Especially now that she's prepared to give me some revealing information.
I wish I could suggest some way to go about it.
You've already suggested the way, sir.
I have?
So, sir.
When?
When we were discussing a little while ago what measures we might have to adopt. You said that desperate situations call for desperate measures.
Yes, that's right. So I did.
I think it's time we confronted one of these suspect-cum-rivals.
No, of course...
I've made up my mind, Sir Giles. And I'm rather looking forward to a proper showdown with Deauville.
Deauville? What do you intend doing?
I intend to force the whereabouts or fate of Hetty from him.
Oh, Senor, recall that only last night a bullet
Yes, but the arm's mobile. Look, Angelo, I can waving around.
Yes, but not very convincingly, old chap.
Enough to take care of Deauville. Well, I'll call at that city office of his travel agency. If he's not there, I'll ferret the fellow out. I felt a certain exhilaration at the prospect of forcing the issue with the debonair Deauville. Sir Giles was gravely disturbed, however. He insisted that I should have Angelo in the offing at all times. Well, Deauville wasn't at his travel agency. Darkness had fallen by the time I discovered he was at his city flat. I knocked on the door and was inside before he could fob me off. I told him straight off the reason for the visit.
Why the dickens should I know where Hetty is?
Because, old chap, to use one of her expressions, she is in cahoots with you.
I don't understand.
Now, come off it, Roger. You've more than an inkling what brings me to Rio.
I understood you came here as the rep of some British meat importing firm.
And I understand that you're a travel agent.
Oh, you do? Well?
Well, I ask you, old chap.
Now, look here, Carson. Just how much longer do I have to tolerate your grinning dial?
You tolerate my grinning dial, as you call it, till you tell me where Hetty is.
Oh. All right, then. Since you're so persistent, I'll tell you. She is practically out of the country.
What's that?
Yes, it's astounding, isn't it? I thought it would throw you.
Practically out of the country, you say?
Well, as good as out.
But not quite out. Really, old chap, I'll have to insist that you tell...
Keep clear, Carson.
Sounds like an interesting call.
I said keep clear.
Oh, no.
If you think you're going to answer that...
I do think.
All right, then. take that.
And might be handicapped somewhat at present stage, Deauville. Howsoever, I do intend to answer that phone.
And I say that you won't.
Then may the best man win.
All right, you ask for it. Take that. And I'll kill you. You...
First, the shoulder gave me agony. But then the fight became so desperate that I didn't even notice it. As we rolled around on the floor, the phone kept ringing. I had to answer it, because the call was clearly something of vital importance to Operation Death Ray.